about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We are live 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, 9 to midnight Eastern time. So call in with your medical questions, your comments. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess researchers think that our alarm clock could be making us fat. Now, I hate my alarm clock. If I could blame my alarm clock for anything, I would love to. I can't stand the alarm clock. It is probably the most annoying type of sound, and they're designed that way. But they think people have something called social jet lag, where your natural sleep patterns are out of sync with our school and our work schedules. So, like, on the weekend, many of us would wake up hours later than we do during the week. I don't. I wake up at the same time. My body doesn't care if it's Monday, Sunday, Saturday. Well, also, I have to get up early because I do my show. So, and then Sunday, I end up going to the office and doing work, and we got to drop the kids off at Sunday school, and, you know. So, I don't ever get to sleep in. I don't think I've gotten to sleep in for years. I don't remember the last time, even on vacation, I end up not sleeping in because, you know, the kids are jumping around the beds and then, you know, one kid sneaks into our bed, you know, when you got the two beds in the room. So I never sleep well anyways. I don't think I've ever slept in. Anyway, they say that, you sleep odd hours during the weekend. So then when Monday comes, you have a form of jet lag, except not jet lag, social lag. And that's why many people on Mondays are grumpy. And, well, of course, also if you've been drinking and partying, you know, that's true. I mean, if you sleep in till noon on Sunday, when you usually wake up at 6 in the morning, it's going to be harder for you to go to sleep. Sunday night is probably my worst night for sleep. You know, but also, I also like to watch Celebrity Apprentice. And Celebrity Apprentice doesn't end till 11 o'clock at night. So I'm going to bed late anyway, but that's going to be over soon. So anyway, chronobiologist Till Ronnenberg at the University of Munich in Germany and his colleagues compiled data from tens of thousands of responses to an internet survey on sleep patterns and other behaviors. Well, that's good. Make them do their answers on the internet, and then they don't go to sleep because they were just on the computer. Previous work with such data has already yielded some clues. They say we have shown that if you live against your body clock, you're more likely to smoke, drink alcohol, and drink far more coffee. Now, in this new study, the team measured the social jet lag of people between 16 and 65 by calculating how offset sleep times were on workdays and non-work days. They then constructed a mathematical model that gauged how well biological factors like age, gender, sleep duration, social jet lag, etc., could predict body weight. They found that the first of three factors were important predictors of body weight, etc. Okay, so basically what they're getting at is people that don't sleep well, they don't eat at the same times, etc., may be linked to higher obesity. And I guess that's the gist of it. They go on and on and on and on. So anyway, the message is try to make your sleep patterns more consistent. But you see, here's the thing. I always, you know how I catch up is I take my naps. And I know it messes me up. And I know it does, but I need my naps on my weekend. If I don't get my nap during the week, and sometimes you guys could tell if I get my nap. Today, I only got a 10-minute power nap, but boy, did it work. You know, sometimes I take an hour-long nap. I got a 10-minute power nap, and it works. But on the weekend, I take longer naps. And it's just because I just don't get enough sleep during the week. That's just, you know, what I need. And that's just me. All right. Well, for those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, many people have been kind of balking at these grocery bags, these reusable grocery bags. Well, they're now linking a reusable grocery bag to a norovirus outbreak that occurred back in 2010. Oregon health officials report in the Journal of Infectious Diseases that they traced an isolated outbreak of norovirus to a reusable grocery bag. This virus was then passed on to members of an Oregon's girls soccer team in October 2010. Now, get this, the grocery bag was hanging out in the girls' bathroom. Apparently, the soccer team was staying in a hotel in Seattle. They had traveled there for a weekend tournament. On Saturday, one girl developed stomach cramps, vomiting, diarrhea. Not sure how she got infected, but they believe it was norovirus. She spent the night with the chaperone, using the bathroom continuously overnight, but the chaperone had placed the reusable grocery bag containing cookies and chips in her bathroom. They think virus particles were spread within the bathroom, settled in the bag. When the bag was swabbed for microbes 2 weeks after the girl's episode, they saw it was the same exact virus that sickened the student. 13 and 14-year-old members had passed around the bag eating snacks from lunch. It's like a Contagion movie, right? Or Outbreak. Then, because they were passing around this bag that was sitting in the toilet, the bathroom, where a girl was having explosive diarrhea, they now have the virus on that. They're passing around the bag. They touch the bag. Then they eat the snack, oral fecal. That's how it's oral fecal transmission. They say this is the first reported case of transmitting the virus with an inanimate object. But microbes like bacteria and viruses cannot survive for long. But what I'm wondering is these grocery bags may have food left on there or fruit, etc. Many people don't wash out their reusable grocery bags. And so if there's something organic on the bag that the virus could land on and attach, then it could turn around and be transmitted. You see what I mean? I mean, yeah, if you have something that's stainless steel, it's probably not going to stick. But you have something that's a cloth, you know, it could stick for a little bit. You have something carbonous on the inside, it's going to stick. And who knows? Or, you know, even sweat. I mean, when you grab the handles, you always give off hand sweat. That could do it, too. Anyway, not to be gross. So anyway, many of you are like, probably, okay, what's norovirus? Norovirus is what a lot of times we see on the cruise ships. Remember the SS Stinky? Right? That had, I think, coming out of San Diego, or had to come back to San Diego. That, it was a Mexican cruise, I think. That one had the norovirus outbreak. It spreads like wildfire, gives you diarrhea, gives you stomach cramps. You know, I mean, most people get better, but you can get dehydrated. You can get pretty severely dehydrated. So, and again, you stink, because you're doing a lot of poops. So, again, you know, these grocery bags, I think it's cool. I love saving the environment. I think it's great. But keep in mind, you know, there's a reason why we like to throw things out. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is a very weird story. All right, apparently in Massachusetts, there was a party going on. I guess a family birthday party. And I guess it got out of hand, and somebody ended up killing their brother-in-law in a lethal headlock, and he is a former clothing company exec. John T. McDonough, 45 years old, was charged with manslaughter after his brother-in-law went berserk and he put him into a lethal headlock. This happened in the Massachusetts home on Tuesday night. Apparently, the attorney said, his attorney said he was trying to protect his family when David Holzer, the brother-in-law, was celebrating his 45th birthday. Well, he starts becoming violent. He had been drinking. He became loud, was swearing. Okay, no, this is the brother-in-law. All right, at the gathering. And I guess McDonough decides to put him in a headlock in an attempt to subdue him. Both men fall to the floor. By the time McDonough released his hold, the man was motionless. Now, there were children at the party, a three-year-old and a baby. I don't know how long he was in the chokehold for, but, wow. I mean, that is something that went, I mean, wow. We don't know why he went violent. We don't know. I'm dying to know how long he was in the chokehold for. I mean, did the chokehold last not as long as enough to asphyxiate him, but he was on some violent rage and he has a heart attack. Did he go violent because he did drugs and was high on cocaine and then the heart stopped? Or did the brother-in-law who was trying to subdue him actually keep him in a headlock for just way too long? And just one of these weird stories, freak accidents. And I got to tell you, be careful. You know, you see things in the movies. You see things in the movies and you think, okay, that's good. I can handle that. You know, like we were talking about Avengers, you know, and Thor gets sucker punched. All right, and I don't want to ruin the movie for you. It's a great movie. You know, you go, all right, well, he gets up, and he's not bruised, obviously. He looks good. But, you get sucker punched like that. I mean, you're going to probably get some major head trauma. You know, I know we see things happen on TV all the time, and we think we're going to be okay with it, but no. You know, when you punch someone in the face, punch someone in the nose, you could actually, I saw this in a movie, too. You know, sometimes the blow to the nose, to the cartilage, could be, you know, heavy enough for there to be a blow in to the brain. And you could have a bleed, you could have, you know, hemorrhage. And it just, you know, I see things on TV and I try to tell the kids, look, that could kill somebody. All right? You don't hit a person like that and don't get hit. Don't let anybody hit you there because people are stupid. They think just because it happens on TV and everybody's fine, you're okay. No, you're not. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. But then again, what do you do in that situation? If you have a family member that just starts going berserk, starts getting violent, and you don't want him to hurt the baby or the three-year-old, all right, how do you subdue him without killing him? Well, I'm sure there's a variety of ways to do it. I like the move. Gosh, oh, I know the name, but it's slipping my mind. You know where you come up from behind? And you put your arms under their arms, and then you clasp them behind the guy's neck, and you just hold him. Yeah, I would have a family member call 911, all right, and then have him in that lock. I know there's a name to that lock. It's a very famous hold. My father used to, you know, do that to us when we'd fight. He'd grab one of us and hold us in this type of lock. Sorry, I can't think of the name. And it would, it worked. And you don't kill anybody by doing it because you're holding them at the back of the head. And because their arms are up, they really can't move. You know, they could try to kick you or whatever, but they'll lose their balance because they can't go backwards. So it's pretty effective. Shouldn't hurt anybody. Unless, of course, you start really messing with their neck, then you can. And just hold them like that or just sit on them. Anyway. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So news today broke that half of young adults are getting sunburned. Oh, no. All right. So I guess what that means is people still don't realize you got to stay out of the sun. You got to protect yourself from the sun. Half of U.S. adults under 30 say they have had a sunburn at least once in the past year. Well, duh. Of course. And the government survey found that this is a sign of young people who are not heeding the warnings about skin cancer reported by Fox News. Well, of course. Yeah, you know, I mean, nobody goes out there to get sunburned. They go out there to get tan, then they're out there and they get sunburned. I mean, remember, people also feel good from the sun. All right? As much as I want to protect people against skin cancer and I have to tell you to cover up, wear your hats, wear your long-sleeve shirts, wear your sunscreen, you know, I many people just really feel the benefits of the sun. But for now, we don't want you to get sunburned. So, the rate of sunburn is about the same as it was 10 years earlier, which means we actually made progress 5 years ago, and now that progress has reversed. So they don't know why. They don't know why kids under 30 years old, young'uns, you know, aren't listening. Why are they not using their sun? Well, you know, maybe why. Remember yesterday we had that story about sunscreen and the free radical damage from the zinc oxide? Maybe it's that. Maybe all this BPA plastic chemical type stuff that we've been hearing about the last few years are freaking people out? You think maybe it's that? Maybe it's because people have been yelling, no more indoor tanning, we're going to tax people that indoor tans, indoor tanning causes cancer, kids aren't allowed, so they can just go out into the sun. You know, maybe it's that. So since people are avoiding those other ways to tan, they're just going to go back outside. Remember, people want to look good. People want to feel good. That's not going to change. People don't like being white. People don't like being pale. You think people want to look like Dr. Dahlia? Do you ever see anybody try to dress up and look like Dr. Dahlia? No. Because they want to have some color to their skin, right? And less hair on their face. So anyway, for those of you listening, you're making the government mad. You're making the CDC mad. They think you're not listening. They think you're not paying attention. All right. Okay, now, this got people's attention. We're talking about Time Magazine's cover. I'm sure many of you have already seen it. There's a mom from L.A. named Jamie Lynn Grummet, who is, I guess, her breast is showing, and her three-turning-four-year-old boy is sitting there. He's actually up on a chair at her level. Kid looks like he could be in the third grade, but I guess he's only turning four, sitting there breastfeeding. Mouth is on her nipple. He's looking at the camera. She's looking at the camera. She's trying to look like she's comfortable with it, and she's cool. I think she's in pain, about to cry, because his incisors and bicuspids are digging in, but that's a whole other story. And I guess they're celebrating the 20-year anniversary of Dr. Bill Sears, who encouraged breastfeeding and, I guess, lengthy breastfeeding. Now, the mom herself said she breastfed until she was six. She said, no, my mom was not a hippie, but my dad went to UC Berkeley, and he was a trained nutritional scientist. So he had urged the family to breastfeed. So this newly famous mom regularly blogs about her parenting experiences. I am not the babysitter.com is apparent reference to her youthful appearance. She doesn't look that youthful to me. She's 26. I thought she was older. Anyway, I mean, what are you going to do? You know, people say, Dahlia, when should you stop breastfeeding? I mean, we usually say try to breastfeed at least 6 months if you can exclusively. All right, whatever you could get in. What I tell women is if you can't or you aren't producing milk because you're going back to work right away, whatever you could give, even if you try and pump, even if you're only making an ounce or two, try to get that into your kid as long as you can. All right, after 6 months, keep going if you can. All right, at the year mark, all right, if the child still likes it, that's okay. You can still breastfeed at the year. If you're having difficulty sleeping, you're not doing well, and you want to slowly start to wean, that's okay. I mean, I leave it up to mom. By two, you know, I start to tell mom, well, look, you know, when we're looking at the nutritional aspect of the breast milk, you know, by two, these kids should be eating protein diets, vegetables, making food decisions. So, you know, at that point, you know, the breastfeeding is not as necessary from two on. Yes, moms like it. Babies seem to bond with their mother, et cetera. But, I mean, by four, I think that's a little bit too long. You know, I really don't think they're getting the nutritional value that, you know, the breastfeeding gives you and the breast milk gives you when you're a baby. And by four, we really want to, you know, start working with these kids on sitting down with a piece of salmon, piece of fish, piece of vegetable. You know, we want to really start working on their food habits, et cetera. And, you know, if mom's having a drink, if mom's taking a Valium, you know, who's to say that breast milk is actually healthier? So, you know, there's really no age where we tell moms to stop. Somebody emailed me earlier on the show asking me, what is the oldest child I know of that was breastfed? I've heard eight. I don't have a source, but I'm just recollecting. I've heard 8 years old. 8 years old. What if they have braces? Oh, my gosh. Anyway, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is nice. A man gives his girl an engagement ring, but I think it was made out of a meteorite. Now, that is something I would love. Okay, diamonds are nice and gold is nice or whatever, but if my husband gave me a meteorite ring, wow. What he did, I guess his name is Le Porkenstein. He posted a photo catalog on Reddit of his project to show how he took the Australian meteorite, smelt it down, and then shaped it into a unique engagement ring, and then popped the question. He is married with a 16-month-old daughter. He made the ring 3 years ago, but only posted it online this week. Is he allowed to have the meteorite? Doesn't sometimes NASA or, the government, decide to come in? It was a big chunk, and then he smelt it down. It's gorgeous. This ring is gorgeous. I have it on my Facebook fan page. Whew, interesting. It is gorgeous. Apparently, he purchased the meteorite from an Australian website for $200. You could get that for $200? He chopped the meteorite into the right dimensions with a bandsaw, melted it down into a strip of pliable metal. Then using a finger-width cast to get the shape right, he bent the strip into a ring shape before smoldering the ends together to create the unique engagement rock. Oh, it is gorgeous. Yeah, the rock is identified as a gibbon meteorite, which means it has high carbon content, meaning it will remain rust resistant. Does it give off radiation? And considering it has already been on the journey lasting billions of years, it'll probably be around for a while. That is way cool. See, I would be afraid to go online to find pieces of meteorite because, you know, it could be fake. You know how they have all these shark teeth? What are these? The big, huge shark teeth that everybody wants. They're so expensive. And I guess these teeth, there's so many of them online, but many of them are, you know, can be fake. And so, anyway, I'm just looking here. They're just showing pictures of how he did it. Just absolutely way cool. That is romantic. Okay. Now, something that isn't romantic and is kind of a little creepy is, I guess, a teacher is getting spanked by one of his female students, and he posts it on Facebook. Parents are furious. Arts teacher Bill Doyle from San Diego put the picture on the social networking site where it was found by a parent of one of his students. The anonymous parent had decided to research Mr. Doyle after hearing students talk about him doing inappropriate things. Parents of children at San Diego School of Creative and Performing Arts had voiced concern over the picture, which shows Mr. Doyle bent over, smiling as a young brunette is spanking him. Of course, parents are saying photos of teachers interacting this way is totally inappropriate, you think? So they are now bringing up the issue with San Diego Unified, but she says she has gotten nowhere with this. She says communication between teachers and students should be restricted to the school networks. All right, apparently, let me see. Mr. Doyle has taken to Facebook, where he has now blocked outsiders from viewing his photos. To thank his supporters, he posted earlier today, "I am truly overwhelmed at the outpouring of love and support." And he probably likes the love of being spanked. All right, what is going on? What is going on? You know, honestly, these kids, you know, here's the thing, and I think it is absolutely, absolutely inappropriate. But I notice at the college level and even at the medical school level, you know, we would have parties at the professors' homes and the doctors' homes, et cetera. And there'd be alcohol. Nobody would spank each other. But, of course, you know, here you are, you know, you're seeing your superior kind of with his hair down. Right? Luckily, nobody's pants were ever down. I mean, they were good. They were good, but, you know, still, you know, you're hearing them cuss, you're hearing them, you know, make, you know, sick jokes, et cetera. And, you know, you're jumping into the hot tub. And so if somebody posted pictures like that, I could see it look really inappropriate, you know, and I would never get into a hot tub with my students. I don't think I'd even get into a bathing suit. I'd be too embarrassed to be in a bathing suit. I'd be like wearing a turtleneck. Right, jeans, right, going, let's all just sit there and play a game of Monopoly. I wouldn't do that. But, I mean, you know, sometimes professors or, you know, they'll have everybody over and everybody will drink, et cetera. But, you know, you got to be careful because when you're drinking, sometimes things get out of line. You guys are joking around and you could say something which can later come back to haunt you and say, well, that was inappropriate. You made a disgusting joke. And that's sexual harassment. You're like, wait a second, we're all at a party, we're talking. Again, be careful. Same thing with bosses, coworkers. You need to be careful. When you drink, you let your guard down. And whoever is your friend today may not be your friend next week, next month, or even 5 years down the line. And so it's hard to tell from this picture. It looks like it happened at night. I bet there was some sort of a party going on. They were at, you know, maybe, I don't know, it was his birthday, and the student, although honestly, he really shouldn't be partying with underage students, I don't know, but I mean, if you look at a scenario, you know, maybe she's like, oh, you know what, it's a teacher's birthday, I'll spank him, so she's getting stupid, she starts to spank the teacher, shouldn't have let it happen, but you see how something that could start innocent actually becomes not so innocent. And you cannot do that as a teacher, as a manager, even as a coworker. You can't be in those situations. You can't. When we spent time talking about sexual harassment and all the different things that could be construed as sexual harassment, I know it shocked many of you. Some of you emailed me going, wait a second, that happens all the time at my work. I go, I know it does. If you tell a dirty joke at work, somebody hears it. They could claim harassment. And I know some of you are like, well, that's ridiculous. I know, but that's what happens. You have to be careful. It's just not funny. You know, there are so many things, like even, you know, even with my staff. Okay, I a lot of times prep for my show. So I prep for my show, and these articles come up. Now, I don't have my own office. My husband has an office, and yes, I share it, but I never am in there. You know, maybe I go to the bathroom or something, but I'm never in there. I work where the nurses work. One, so I can help. Two, so, you know, I could, you know what's going on because, and three, I'm working. I really don't have time to hang out. So I prep for my show at one of the computers. Well, these stories come up. And some of these, like, for example, I guess the new Canadian $20 bill, is it? The new Canadian $20 bill has, I guess, topless women. And on Twin Towers and some sort of World War One memorial, et cetera. Anyway, the World Trade Center tower. So anyway, you know, if I talk about boobies or whatever, you have to be careful. And I'm, you know, my staff is cool already, but I'm only going to mention what I see in a story. If I want to extrapolate and make a joke, I'm not going to do it. And there's no reason to. There's no reason to make inappropriate jokes with your staff. Yes, maybe they'll think you're funny. Yes, maybe they'll think you're cool. I mean, if I see something funny, I go, hey, guys, look at this. But I don't talk about it. I don't want anybody to later say I was saying inappropriate things. And I know people are like, wait a second, Dahlia, you're a family doctor. You do gynecology, right? I'm sure prostate jokes and gynecological jokes are plenty. No, they don't. No, they aren't. Why would we make jokes like that? There's no reason to. Number one is that there's other patients walking around listening. Number two, they're really not as funny. I mean, I've probably heard every single prostate joke there is. And by the way, thank you all, because many of you email me the jokes, right? I like any jokes, that's fine. But I've heard them before. So, no, it's really not anything we're going to, you know, bring up. So just realize and be careful, okay? What's going on with this Canadian money? I guess the country's new $20 bill has three naked women and the World Trade Center towers. The government was rolling out the new banknote as part of an upgrade of the monetary system. It features the Vimy Memorial in northern France and, I guess, three topless women and Queen Elizabeth II. Well, I guess don't hand anybody that bill. They think it's too pornographic. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we were talking earlier today about this Florida teacher who decided to punish her students by forcing them to wear a dog collar. The teacher worked out of Zephyr Hills High School, and Pasco County Superintendent wants the teacher fired. She's a physical science teacher named Lori Bailey Cutcomp, 47 years old, and allegedly put them in the quote-unquote cone of shame. And she did this on at least 8 of her freshman students. Now, administrators learned of this incident because students had posted this on Facebook. They thought it was funny, right? The students thought it was a joke. So they put it on Facebook, everybody's giggling. But of course the superintendent, Pasco County Superintendent Heather Florentino, wants her fired. Now, she said that your actions show extremely poor judgment. You don't put dog collars on students. I mean, she's right. You don't put dog collars on students. That is stupid. You know, and we were talking about how many times teachers had done public humiliation. You know, we were spanked. I was spanked in school. We had the dunce cap. You know, before that, what your Catholic school teachers would smack you with a ruler. You know, your teachers could discipline you, and they would discipline you in front of the other kids. And they did that, one, for humiliation, because that was part of the punishment, two, to punish you, and three, to make sure the other students saw that's what would happen to them. Now, we don't spank anymore. We don't use dunce caps anymore. The dog collar, these kids just thought it was funny. And like what I was saying earlier this evening on the show, you know, whenever you have a kid acting up, you get them out of the class. You kick them out of class. Kick them out and send them to the vice principal. Now, 30 years ago, I don't know what it's like today, but 30 years ago, the vice principal was very scary. The principal was cool. He was a figurehead. He was the nice guy. Principal was cool. Everybody loved the principal. But the vice principal, ooh, and the vice principal is where you had to go. Okay? I hated going to the vice principal. I hated going. And I had to go many, many a time. And so, you know, but somebody had emailed me over the course of the show, well, wait a second. That's what kids want. They want to get out of class. You know, I thought a lot of the kids, you know, they want to act up and they want to get attention. So when you'd sit up in the front of the class years ago with a dunce cap, you know, you'd be giggling and you'd be sitting there and, you know, you'd be getting attention. You know, or if they move you to the front of the class, if you have to do certain things. Even when we got spanked, I would come back to my desk giggling. Thought it was funny. I was the center of attention, and now I got more material. You know, when you're the class clown, you take that momentum, and you want to be the center of attention. Okay, I mean, even if it's bad attention, and then you turn it around. And you look on the bright side of things, and then you make lemonade out of lemons, and now I got some material. And trust me, I really squeezed as much material as I could have out of that lemon. And so, you know, I'm telling people now, look, you know, if we can't do the dunce cap anymore, which I think is stupid and the public humiliation doesn't really work, kick the kid out of class, send to the vice principal. After five times being kicked out of class, you suspend them. They're out of school. And I'm sure the parents, after a while, are going to step in. However, nowadays, from what I'm hearing from a lot of educators, they're like, you know, these kids want to be out of class. They want to get kicked out of class. They're looking for it. So, but honestly, putting them in a dog collar, really? Again, I don't know what happened. Was this supposed to be? Now, dog collar, let me specify. We're not talking doggy collars like pit bull type collars. We're talking about those cones. Those dog cones that you give animals so that they don't go into their stitches. Like when they get fixed, they'll want to start digging down there. So you put them in a cone. That's what we're talking about. So the kids were wearing cones like that. And so, you know, I know the parents are upset, you know, but see, here's the thing. I'd be upset as a parent. I mean, does a teacher really need to be fired? It was a poor choice. But I'd be upset at a parent that someone's taking pictures of my child in a doggy cone, putting it on Facebook, and that could be spread all over the internet. So I would not want my child to be, you know, humiliated, not only in class, and then somebody taking that and putting it out there on the web. Because remember, anything you put on Facebook, you could save picture. You just right-click, save picture, and then you, you know, could plaster it wherever, and that's horrible. Absolutely horrible what people could do. So if I was a parent, absolutely I'd be upset about that. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Another thing upsetting people are these butt calls, especially New York City emergency responders. Apparently, people's butts are calling 911. And New York City said in 1 year, in 2010, they got over 4 million butt calls. Now, many of these calls average about 19 seconds. While they're on hold trying to listen to see if this is a call where somebody's struggling and they just kind of, you know, hit the phone in hopes that somebody would hear and come, while they're trying to discern if it's a butt call or not, they can't answer other calls. Not to mention, if they don't know, they have to send out a response team. So 4 million of these calls. Now, apparently they are trying to figure out a system where they can maybe see if you know, they could determine if it's the same, you know, people, and then they could contact these people saying, look, stop it. I mean, I have an iPhone. I don't think I have an emergency button on the phone. I'd have to physically call 911, but I don't have an emergency button or speed dial, but apparently some people do. And those people that do, I guess their butt hits it. So just please, everybody, watch your butts, okay? We're telling you to watch your butts. Another thing we need to do is watch our kids on the bus. You guys heard about this little 4-year-old kid that fell asleep on the school bus. She falls asleep, so obviously was lying down. Something was wrong with the bus, so the bus driver decides to bring it into the garage. he and the attendant didn't do a check to see if there were any kids on there. So it gets locked up in the garage, and the kid ended up being there for 6 hours. When they found her, she was dehydrated, sweating, really had to go to the bathroom. Good girl for not peeing on the bus. I would have peed on the bus. Anyway, I would have peed on the chair. Of course, mom is like, where's my kid? Kid goes, well, she was absent. She didn't come to school. Mom freaks out. They end up figuring out that she was stuck in the bus in the garage. Bus drivers really need to look. But everybody does. You know, one thing I brought up earlier in the show is when you see these things, I mean, nobody, I think, is deliberately doing these. Like, you know, when we talked about the food plants, the Listeria outbreaks and all the E. coli outbreaks and salmonella, didn't we have a whole bunch of them last year and the year before? And I kind of blamed it on the recession. I had blamed it on the recession last year, saying, you know, many of these companies are going to skeleton crew. So now you have skeleton crew. You have people doing the job of 2-3 men that were, or women who were fired and laid off. And so you're probably having less quality work being done. And if people aren't going through the checklist, right, making sure things are clean, make sure things are done, et cetera, like the bus driver, easy checklist. That's just something that should be just natural. Before you get off the bus, you double check. Kids could be hiding. Kids could be asleep, et cetera. You do a check. And I think there's just so much halfway type of stuff going on that these things happen. But unfortunately, dangerous things happen. Imagine if this was the dead of summer. Imagine if mom didn't. You know, what if mom, thought kid was going into aftercare, didn't come home until 9 o'clock at night? It's very scary stuff. And so my recommendation is if you manage a crew and you yourself as a manager, you know, go through that checklist because halfway things are being done. People are tired. They're overworked. They feel underpaid. They're doing the job of 2-3 people. And I think many people are just really not having the work ethic like they used to. And or maybe also people, they're sleep deprived. Maybe it's sleep apnea. I don't know. But you're just not seeing the type of job that really needs to be done. I mean, I am dying to know what the heck happened with all these different outbreaks. I mean, we heard about the Listeria outbreak. We heard about, where there was truck being driven into an area that shouldn't have been and could have picked up the Listeria from the ground. And, you know, you look at, they blame the machinery for not being cleaned. And it's like, why is that? You know, was it intentional or was it just these people are just, is it that they don't care? Or is it that they're just really overworked and they're trying to do the job of 3? I don't know. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please follow me on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook. Big thanks to Donovan for working with me tonight. And a big thanks to you for listening in. You take care.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.